Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Kline. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Kline. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swoboda. The throw from Haller and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Steve Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Clark fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson fires to third and picks off Stanley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Ellis reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Ellis tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Felipe Alou now playing first base. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Stramp now pitching. Steve Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Kline moves to second. Phil Mueller now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Kline moves to third. Clark moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kline tags and scores. Clark tags and moves to third. Munson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White is walked intentionally. Chris Zachary now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Torres reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Munson scores. White moves to third. It's 5-0, Yankees. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Ron Swoboda. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Mercer now playing center field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Cummer pinch runs for Gates Brown. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mercer, who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Cummer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Yankees. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Bill Frien pinch hits for Tom Holler. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.